Yes, yobazi bunyobana ba katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Musibye mutya baganda ba mukama wafe Yesu.
How have you been, brethren of the Lord Jesus?
Kansibire weka kasokuba muganda wa mukama wafe.
Let me hope you prove to be a brethren of the Lord Jesus.
Kali osibye otya muganda wa bamalayika.
How have you been, brethren of the angels?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twebaza Katonda.
We thank God for the good time He's given us to move on, reconcile with Him.
And
request you greet of your brethren
and
wish them the best which come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and which come from the seven spirits of God. That's Revelation chapter 1 and the verse 4. That which come from the one who was,
aliwo,
who is, and the one going to come, which come from the seven spirits of God. Indeed, God is good.
He
has done us good. We thank God for all testimonies which come from His word, when
it's
fulfilled
it
unto us. And He moves on to fulfill it. First timers in this place, or it's your first Sunday, may God meet you in His fullness. That will be enough for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, may He do good to you, just as He's done it to us. Indeed, we've seen the goodness of God, and we're still seeing it till we go back home in heaven and we see it forever.
We
promised 100 on earth, but first of all in heaven. Now we have for the good from here, but first from heaven. Praise Jesus much. We give Him back glory and honor. We are still moving on with the call of the nation Uganda for all the nations.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are a nation called to prepare all the nations for the coming back of Jesus Christ, and to see that He takes up His saints, and just as Israel, it was called in the eras of BC to prepare all the nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus, and then we may redeem us from our sins. The good way of preparing the nations is to resume preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. And God, He sent the book of His numbers, the book of the numbers of God, in the nation of Uganda, on behalf of all nations, as it was in the nation of Israel, to prepare you very well. We are in the parts. We are going to see of communications in heavens and earth. In the book of Numbers, there are many things we studied. We saw the reason why.
We studied
the book of Numbers in the nation Uganda and
unto
the entire world,
and
that our God is of order. He wants to prepare us,
as
prepare 12 tribes of the Israelites, and He showed you have to understand the day you got saved, or when you entered ministry, then you will hold the wise heart, as in the Psalms 90. And He told us,
we
must realize our spiritual gifts. God not served with human hands as if He's in need. And He told us of the natural gifts, like in the Genesis 4, when He moved to give Cain to being a farmer, and Abel was a shepherd. Now we too are given our different gifts, and we started to be revealed of them, and we winded that up, and we looked at the residential address, where there are three major things we've just winded to see. Our home is heaven, The second, the territory we put when we come on the world. And the third, and we have a holy family of heaven, that of the Father. And there are also three families we reached with. We've had already that message, but we are in the time of the contacts, the communications within heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the part of that book, you will write the way we shall reach unto you on the phones of the world or emails. But we're going to show you that we can get you even when you've not written them down. For we have spiritual communications. And we listen with those in heaven. Praise Jesus much.
Number
one, see communications which are spiritual, the one of heaven, and the communications of the world. That word has come to you on this world. There came some religions and they said don't hold phones, and they said that's the number 666, that it's its beginning. Even some people don't watch television. Yes, but we want to show you
that
heavens have a communication with us, and we can communicate with them. Even on the world, it's acceptable to have communication.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now do not be deceived
on
those of this age who have perverted in understanding. Those religions are in the world,
and
others have hidden in things of salvation, and they say, when you hold the phone, you've held number 666. And they say, watching television, get the number 666. But all that is falsehood of the world. The other, heavens has no digits like 1, 2, 3 and above. As the others have been deceived, that is a prophet or pastor, also who has the phone number of God he calls him with. Those things are in these days in the world,
communication,
but communication of heaven and of the world, we are going to see it. And you separate these things. There is one pastor that's a prophet, that in the way of a false prophet, he would tell people make a phone call to God. And they got out their phones and they claim to make a phone call to God. And there is another that he has the number of God. And he dials and he greets what him concerning him. But the things you are involved in are of under the ocean. They make phone calls to fallen angels, the fallen angels. We are going to see the communications of heaven and of the world, but those of heavens don't hold digits.
You
don't need any number to dial it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
He
who is in charge of communication of the kingdom is everywhere. And if you dial his number, you don't say hello. No.
Wanga hello.
For hello.
Geyena.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
You see number.
That's not the number of God.
The other thing
is our Father in heaven.
We glorify you. We glorify you.
Our number begins with our Father in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now
you
get careful when you write hello. You know you write on
hello,
WhatsApp.
Hello,
Apostle. I will not reply the message.
Would
you ask things of hell? Me, am I hell?
Karuba mu Kiganda was an instrument.
In English,
hello.
It remains hello. Hello.
You
add on one L to confuse.
No.
That is,
you
add on the O to confuse.
Mm.
But you ask, you hell. Let's give up on that.
Yes, you want
to praise Jesus much.
Guy.
They all say, guy.
Gay.
How are you homosexual?
Gay.
Two things are in the world. But let's leave that.
You
have even other immoral words.
Copy
them that they have grown a man on the heart. How can a man of a man be on the hearts of someone?
They
also have foolish words. That to touch yourself there. And they say,
it
means your mean, you don't keep. That's a very immoral word.
The
woman will do foolish things to herself.
Now
some words, we're going to push them aside. What
you use for
communications for their immoral.
When someone
wants to communicate with our WhatsApp,
I feel
the guy and touch themselves. What are you speaking?
You
will settle in the name of Jesus. Let's use the little time study of communications in heavens and earth. Communications in heavens and earth. In the book of Numbers, we shall know and we shall hear from you. Every place you will be, the child of God.
But
if in communication the world you disappear, we shall use the spiritual and we look for you there. And we send for you the vision.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
What
head on in this world? Understand between children of God and those who are not. Those who serve Him and who never serve Him.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We want to know of communications in heaven and communications on the world. But in this world, I warn you like this by the Spirit. If God teaches you things, there is a false salvation which stops you to hold phones. Beginning of the number 666. Others are refused to watch television. Others, the false prophets and apostles, that deceive you that they have a phone number of God, the number of God which you dial in. Others are commanded, get phones, call God. Now this prophet, he claims to have the number of God. Because they have not put on the volume. You would have heard him what he speaks.
Going
to connect, we shall hear. Let's first keep moving on. Another commanded people, get out their phones, make
call
calls. Yes, Lord. I call you. Praise him. Now children of God, what is that?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Now,
get light of things how they are in the scriptures. If we don't get
everything,
the world is heading on, things get worse.
We
need get light of the word of God and move on, shine in darkness. As we study of those, God speaks like this.
In
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Bakolinse chokubiri esula yakuna olunyolo mkaga.
2 Corinthians 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yalagira nti omusana guli akamuchizikiza. Yayaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitibwa kya Katonda masoga Yesu Kristo.
Mm.
Olunyolo musanvu. Naye obugaga obwo tulina bwo mu bya ebyebbumba. Amanya amanje nyo galiokega venge eri Katonda. So serife.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. God commanded light shine in darkness,
and
light of knowledge of his glory. But the treasure of light of knowledge,
one
put it in that vessel of clay, your body, in your heart, your mind, and your understanding. Praise Jesus so much. And he says, after feeling much light of knowledge, exceeding power is to come from him to overcome this world. There is the darkness which is concerning communication, and it moves on to grow. And the communications in heavens and the communications on the earth, what we try to call the contact.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
In
that deception,
some
of it is in our salvation, and they say that don't hold phones of the physical phones to communicate. And they say it's the number 666. And others have stopped to watch televisions. Maybe also the others. Those who fought and they say they have the phone numbers of God that they call him. Perhaps even others to be conned, that get your phones and call God, that claim as if you calling God, speaking with him. All that is false. There are real communications, those of the kingdom of heaven.
And
there are also communications of the world. In the scripture, move mark all that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
our God first. He first tells us, if there will be a prophet in our midst, he is ready to appear to him. He speaks with him
in
vision or a dream. If in the trance.
So what were communication is
now there are communications of God.
Which
don't involve dialing a phone number.
But
the problem you
make,
not knowing scriptures, is something very dangerous.
Prophet
can call you with his words, and they can't give you the number of the devils, those who are under the ocean. Begin to communicate with things you don't understand. You're gradually taken into worshipping devils, for you did know the communications of heaven together with those of the world, what we call the contacts.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
The
quote Bible cannot teach of it,
and
that it corrects nothing on those issues. But the truth is, Bible corrects in those issues.
In
the Old Testament, Israelites were shown how they can speak with God, and the way they can communicate with him. They sent the doves, and they sent letters, and they communicated.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, all things are marked well. Communicated with God in heaven. In the rightful ways which are not like those you are on now. Can you deceive yourself for numbers of God? But this world.
Yes,
praise Jesus Christ. Now church does things not worthy on itself. How can
they
find you on the road? Yes, Lord. Hello? Lord. Are you well?
Thank you.
Are you not a typical mad person? Stop making a scorn to salvation.
No,
people who make a scorn of the way of salvation, and they do things worthless in salvation.
To
say they hold no head, no tail. You just see it come. In the Numbers 12, God wants to speak with his people all over the world. And it's true, God can best in heaven and speak with you. But you don't need to be made a phone call to.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let us read and we hear. Numbers 12 from verse 1.
Awo Miriamu ne Aloni ne bogera obubi ku Musa olw'omukazi omukuusi gwe yali awasizza, kubanga yali awasizza omukazi omukuusi. Olunya olw'okubiri ne bogera nti, mazima Mukama yayogera ne Musa yekka, era ti yayogera naffe, Mukama nabi ulira. Olunyolokusatu. Era Musa yalinga era Musa yali muombefu nnyo okusinga abantu bonna abali ku nsi yonna.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What walk with Murugunya?
There was a grumbling. Israelites in eras before. And they said, did God only speak with Moses? And did he speak with us?
But
the problem which was involved, did they know how God speaks with people? In those days they never knew it. The others were meditating.
Others
were hearing deceiving spirits.
And
they don't know the talk of God, how it appears.
And
if God wants to speak with you, how can he use it?
Yes,
praise Jesus. In the unseen, that's where the sin came from.
But
today, though, you speak on the phone. What is airtime? Let's pause a little. What is airtime? The airtime. It's airtime. Where is it? Where does it reside? You know, you tell me you have loaded airtime on the phone. How does it appear?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Just
what we are on is this. What we call airtime, it's the Holy Spirit. Because here they connect on him. And they connect in the world which is spiritual. That they can run voices to reach them to your phone.
Bamuita spirit of counsel.
It's called Omoyo Wakutesa. It's the one we call airtime in the body language. And the men who have made communication networks, not that they have airtime they sell, but it's the moment they have connected you on air, the network. It's the moment they break you off just.
And
there are phones which don't have limited airtime. You speak forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The world has many problems of ignorance.
Explain
plenty of communications of heavens and earth in the book of Numbers of God.
Communication.
There is the part you give us how we shall contact you. But we wanted you first get
life
on communications in heavens and earth. That you don't think
maybe
something wrong we're going to use with your contact.
We're
going to see the meaning of why we contact each other.
Like
Numbers 12.
And
people complained.
Aaron
and Miriam complaining. And they said, did God only speak with Moses? And did he speak with us?
But
the problem which was, they didn't know how God can speak.
And
how can he pass through his voicing?
The
problem we found in the world, there are many speaking things.
And
you may think even God spoke with you. Yet sometimes demons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we have to look
at
communication with us and God, how
it is standing,
and be connected with that of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's move on. Book of Numbers. Numbers 12 verse
3. Okusinga abantu bonna abali ku nsi yonna. Olunyolokuna Mukama nayogera mangu ago ne Musa na Aloni ne Miriamu nti mufulume mwensatule mujje muweema eyokusisinkaniramu. Abobo nsatule ne bafuluma. Olunyolo kutano Mukama nakira mumpaje yekire nayimirira ku mulyango gweweema nayita Aloni ne Miriamu bombi ne bafuluma. Olunyolo mukaga nayogera nti muwulire nno ebigambo byange obanga munaabanga mummwe nabbi. Nze Mukama netegezanga jyali mukolesebwa. Nayogereranga naye mu kiroto. Olw'omusanvu. Omuddu wange Musa si bwali bw'atyo. Oyo mwesigwa mu nyumba yange yonna. Olw'omunaana. Oyo nayogereranga naye akamwa n'akamwa. Era mu lwatu. So si mu bigambo byangero. n'okufaanana kwa Mukama anaakulabanga.
Praise Jesus so much.
Aaron ne Miriam.
Aaron and Miriam.
Bali bakayana.
When they were contending.
Nabagamba kirabika mukama yogera na Musa ikana kuti yogera na.
Did God not also speak with us?
Atulanaba yita ababulire kungeri jya uliziganya
munana. Call them to tell them how he communicates with his people.
Yes, you have as
well. Praise Jesus much.
Nabagamba iwanabanga ona
bi. He told them if there will be prophets among you.
Nze mukama.
I the Lord.
Ngenda kumweyoleka mukolesi.
I will manifest their way in the vision.
And I
will speak with them in the dream. The dream or a vision. It's the type of
transport.
It's the type of communication.
It's
not rightful movement in the world, which don't involve communications. Maybe those of Africa. Even bicycles have that which hoods. What doesn't have a communication? You know,
a car holds
many communications, indicators, lightings, hootings. Now the problem which happened, when we started with you before of spiritual
transports,
you didn't hear the other part that is the same of the communication.
Yes, you have
seen. Praise Jesus. As go in the aeroplane, there is a phone call you can contact someone through. Now what we call spiritual transport,
there
are what hold our communication with God.
And
he said, appear to them through vision. Speak with him in dreams. My servant Moses is not like that. I want to speak with him in the trance. One on one. That we speak with each other.
Have
you heard that I will give him this phone number to dial, call me?
Yes, you have.
Praise Jesus.
See
how you
call,
you've gone to a prophet
or
apostle who is false or the false pastor that he has the phone number of God that dials it, you speak with him.
See
how you
go
tell you get and call to God, speak with him. There are ways of speaking with God.
And
you can wake up saying, Lord, I want to speak with you in the vision.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Have
you gotten the voice?
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus much. The truth is this. Ignorance is something very harmful. When God speaks, if there will be a prophet, I, God, will speak with them in the dream or the vision or in the trance.
Does
that involve a phone number?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
If
he
starts
to speak with the prophet, God means what? He segregated us.
There
are prophets and those not. Those not prophets are not speaking with them. Let me tell you what he means. If you hold the testimony of Christ
and
the words of Christ in you,
you
already got the spirit of prophecy,
you
can begin to communicate with God in every place you are.
You
connect on the Holy Spirit.
And
it takes voicings direct.
You
can ask, I want in a vision or in trance, and you begin.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Or you say,
God, I want to speak with you in a vision or in the Urim.
Speak
with me as I hear you in my ears. Urim sends God's voice in your ear. Where you sit, you hear him from heaven. In the thamim, that transport is a communication thamim.
Projecting a video.
It projects a video there. And you see God there.
And
everything surrounds him in heaven. And you
too,
he sees you with your surroundings around. As you speak with each other.
So what way?
Now there is a way.
Communication is
communications of heavens and
there
are communications of the world.
So
now, do not be deceived. It's easy to become a prophet
that
speaks with you. Speaks of it in Revelation
19,
verses 10.
Revelation 19,
verses 10.
Nenvunama maso gebigere bye okumusinza. Nangamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo. Ndi muddu munno era w'omubaganda bo abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Sinza Katonda. Kubanga okutegeeza kwa Yesu gwe mwoyo gw'obunnabbi.
Owulidde bulungi.
Have you heard clear?
Okutegeeza kwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
Testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mwoyo wa bunnabbi.
The spirit of prophecy.
Gwe gy'otanula okubanga osobola owulira ekigambo kya Katonda.
To be able to hear the word of God.
Ebigambo bino ne bitandika okuyingira mu
bwatandika
okufuna omwoyo w'obunnabbi mu gwe.
To get the spirit of prophecy in you.
Era osobola okwogera ne Katonda.
You can speak with God.
Kubanga agambye wanaabanga w'onnabbi.
We say if there will be a prophet.
Nze Mukama.
I the Lord.
Nja kujja mulabikire mu kwolesi.
Come appear in vision.
Them.
I'll speak with them in a dream.
Ato muddu wange Musa sibwali
bwati.
Oyongenda kuogera naye maso kumaso.
I'll speak with him in a trance.
Kati ekizibu ekyaliwo.
The problem which was.
Kuzura ani nabbi gwayogera ko gwanayogera naye.
Who is the prophet who speaks of
you? Azoso dabanji.
Is this a great
man
and chosen out one?
Mubiro bya Musa yagamba bwati.
In Moses' time he said.
Katonda bwayagala afura abantu bona bachi.
God wants makes all people prophets.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Katonda bwayagala.
If God wants,
afura abantu bonna bannabbi.
Makes all people prophets.
Naye kuluno yayagala.
But this time he willed it.
Kuluno yakola ki?
This time it is.
Bwo soma bulungi kubikulirwa.
Read Revelations.
Esune ne 11 nyo 10.
19:10.
Nti obujulira bwa Kristo.
The testimony of
Christ. Yemoyo w'obunnabbi. Ani akuzizo funo obujulira bwa Yesu.
Does you get the testimony of Christ?
Oli wa demo yagala fuka nabbi
fu. If you want to become a prophet, become.
Katondo yogere naye.
Bintu
byangu nyote bakulimba.
Waliwe
kubo le tusobola kati okuyita mweddamu.
There is a living way we can pass through now.
Okutuko eri tuogere ne Katonda.
Reach and speak with God.
Va mu biro biri eri. Nabbi omulwe yayingira
ngeri prophet
ekitukuvu.
When he entered the holy place.
Agenda yogere ne Katonda.
Go speak with God there.
Ebyagwao.
That was phased out.
Tebakulimba. Omanyeyo babanyaze bi.
You know out there they have robbed you many things.
Muandika mbwe sala zam.
You write your prayer request.
Nabbi agenda zitwale mu kifo
ekitukuvu. Prophet is going to take it to the holy place.
Mwete muso akwetu.
You cannot reach yourself.
Mutia chitamwe.
You fear your father.
Uli mwana mu nyumba.
You are a child in the house.
Oyagala kuogera na chitawo lina ekizibu.
Speak with your father, you have a problem.
Obujula bwa Kristo.
The testimony of
Christ. Moyo wabu nabbi kabatudiramu.
Spirit of prophecy.
Kitegeza Katonda soko ogera na abantu bonna.
Means God can speak with all people.
Singa basobola kufuna obujulirwa buno.
They can get this testimony.
Kubikulu esura ya 19 olinyolwe 10.
Revelations 19 verses 10.
Nenvunama mu maso gebigere bye okumusinza. Nangamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo. Ndi muddu munno era ow'omubaganda bo abalina okutegeeza kwa Yesu. Sinza Katonda. Kubanga okutegeeza kwa Yesu gwe mwoyo gw'obunnabbi.
Okutegeeza kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Testimony of the Lord Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Waliwo kye tuyita okuba nabbi ng'ekirabo.
That's what we call being a prophet as a gift.
Naye ate.
But still.
We all
became prophets when we get the testimony of Christ. That we get access to speak with God. We can connect the communication with him. Jesus, when he was on the world, he said, in the John 15, in the verse 7, if you abide in me, and my words are in you,
you
best everywhere you are asking what you need, I will give it.
So
what he meant to behold his testimony.
We
get the spirit of prophecy and speak with God. Let's read John 15:7.
Yokana esura ya 15 olinyolo musanvu.
John chapter 15 verse 7.
Bwe mubera munze nebigambo byange bwe bibera mumwe musabenga chimwagala chonna.
Mbwe tubeera.
If we abide
mu Kristo Yesu,
in the Christ
Jesus,
we believed him.
N'ebigambo bye.
And his words.
Bwe bujulwa bwa Kristo.
It's the testimony of Christ. And there we are.
Tusaba kyonna kye tuyetaaga
we ask all we need is given.
Okusaba kwa Bible
byo kutusaba. All along we pray.
Kama nga tugamba tweyanjule.
God say we introduce ourselves.
Wali wagenda kusimu na teyanjule.
Does someone go on the phone they don't introduce themselves?
Waji.
Are we together?
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
That
introduces you will be open for. Who goes on the physical phone and they don't introduce themselves. And when we begin our Father in heaven, we will
refer
you, give you glory and honor.
You know,
hello messes me up.
These men
who enter technology, fallen angels,
you
reach the time wanted to capture technology.
And they
put in it their own words. And they call people unto hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. I don't know how you are going to change that.
But
the word is on your cheeks all over. It's like to take out someone a word from them. That this is the synagogue. They call it church. You fight with that.
They are the church,
but to call themselves that is hard.
Now
they call the building the church.
That
battle planted in us a couple of years back.
To call
the building church,
it 10 years
from 312 up to today.
Now
we are battling with it. But brethren,
don't
be deceived on these issues. We entered God's household. We are free to speak with God. Do not be deceived. Me alone will reach for you there. I come in those you have failed on. I come as the elder of the church. And there are things which have failed. But you have freedom.
No,
of your communication with God.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
You
know Abraham. When they were on the world, and they knew they can speak with God, and he began to greet of the city. He wakes up in the morning.
I greet you, my
Jerusalem. How are you, only angels? And them to answer
him
in the Urim, in the Thummim, and they visit him home physically. Those of the city that they are well. But things are faced from us. Heavens can't communicate with us.
The
Bible speaks Hebrews 11, verse 10. Abraham's greeted of the city,
Jerusalem
of heaven. The communications, how were they? That they
would
greet it. What number did they dial?
Yes, we
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
Let us read and we hear. We first covered communications of heaven. Hebrews 11, verse 10.
Kubanga bano nye chivuga chiri echirine misinji. Katonda cheya kuba cheya zimba. Olwe kuminorumu. Olwe kukirizela nesala yenyini na wewa amanyi. Okubo urubuto. Ne wakubadenga yali ayitiridde myaka kubanga oyo yasuubiza yamulowooza nga mwesigwa
Ibrahimu
Abrahams
baanoonyanga ekibuga kiri Katonda kye yazimba
the city God built.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
Ekibuga eky'omuggulu
the city of heaven.
Era baakizuula nti ku nsiko baali bayise.
They discovered they were strangers on the world.
Bwe bamala okitegeera nti baali bayise.
When they realized they are strangers,
bagamba tukoze tutyo okuwuliziganya n'ab'ewaffe.
What can we do to communicate with those of our home in heaven? How are we to communicate with them?
Nkoze nti okukyalayo.
What can I do? Visit there.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus. Heaven is not far from us. Heaven is never rejected us.
It's
us who rejected it for lacking knowledge.
We can't
communicate
and
we don't know them. Sometimes you sat down and you prayed. I don't know whether God has heard. I have spoken it in wind. Lord, the Lord. But has he heard me?
There are times
you wonder, God, how do you hear me?
Have
you ever been there? Ask that question. If I kneel down, Lord, Father Almighty, glorify
you, give
you glory and honor. Have you been there to ask?
As
how does he hear me?
Why to be Mugamba Mugambi?
We just told him things. And we see him yes.
Yes,
in communication, we too can hear from him.
Because
where we connect on it became a problem us. There has come falsehood on the world. Let's read Hebrews 11:13.
Nga tebaweereddwa ekyasuubizibwa naye nga babirengerera wala era nga babiramusa era nga baatula nga bagenyi era nga batambuze ku nsi
nti Ibrahim.
Now Abraham, he checked from his body, he realized he was a stranger on the world. He began to greet things far,
to
greet things of heaven. Now how did he do that? Woke up who say, angels, let's speak with you with the Urim. How are you there? How is the city now? I
request
visit me in the vision that we speak more. I want
to
come there, see what's there.
As
by time when the world finish my works. So communications of heavens were hard. But in the journey of heaven, when first understood the things are very easy, that it's possible
to
communicate with God while on the world. And there are ways of communications.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
And
there are ways of communications.
Even
Abraham's greeted the city.
Now,
how did they greet it? Imagine it's on the world. The city, they want to greet it of heaven. Let's read verse 14, we see. Hebrews 11:14.
Kubanga abogera bwe batyo, bole sanga banonye ensi eyobutaka. 15. Era singa bajjukira ensi eri gye baavaamu, bandibadde n'ebbanga okuddayo. 16. Naye kaakano beegomba ensi esinga obulungi, y'ey'omugulu. Katonda kyava alema okukwatibwa ensonyi ku lwabo, okuyitibwa nga Katonda waabwe. Kubanga yabateekerateekera ekibuga.
Omanyi yabateekera ekibuga.
You know, prepared them the city.
Kyetukubikulira mu lugendo lweggulu.
That revealed the journey of heaven.
Kyoraba side
what you see this side and that side.
Ebifaananyi byakusomerako.
Those images are for demonstrating
teaching.
See how the city appears.
Naye ante bo Bayibuli mbabira nkuno ne bakiramu.
Abraham's on the world and greeted it.
Ah, Malaika Gabriel bannange mwasuze
mutyo. How have you been now?
Atwogerezeganyeko mu yulimu.
Speak in the Urim now.
Mbadde nsamu sinkaneko. Tukyalireko ne wano kunsi.
Visit us on the world.
As
they were there, the three have come to
Gabriel,
them.
Gabriel,
Michael,
and
the ones of counsel. You have a child. We have 90 years. How can we give birth?
The
Bible speaks of that word.
It's
the Lord went yet they remained to speak with Abraham. And he spoke with him in the Urim.
Urim
is transport which moves our voices even now on our phones. Now, I can make a phone call to you when I'm here. Where does the voice pass to reach you? Where does it pass? That in the air time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You know these things. Initially, we didn't understand them.
But
we were not taught.
But
you need to speak and you have a spirit of prophecy.
You
connect direct from the spirit who is everywhere in heavens and earth. Most of our prayers pass through the Urim. But if you can listen to
it well,
you can hear him speak to you.
That
prayer we've answered it, stop it.
But
because you don't hear, you can
pray
for 3 hours.
You are
from
heaven.
I will not live here. I
want
to pray for hours. I have to finish. You
are
all mad. You don't communicate. Now let me
ask.
Can you be on the phone? The person they don't speak back.
Now
what are you going to do on the phone?
Katunda no yogera na yeno mpakire ebiga.
Kwa
Katonda olwalero oje kuvayo.
You will come from there.
Toyagara yogere.
You don't want him speak back.
Katunda bwakuita mujete sefe.
Go say come we reason together.
Wotesa weka.
You speak alone.
Yesu yebaza.
Praise Jesus.
Nahinda bango budo butulese
bana. Time is left us.
Aisha batopiki antujikere mukumacha kusana.
That we come early in this topic on next Sunday. Because let me sample brief.
Is
communications which happened on the world. In the Genesis on the floods of Noah. They had a communication. The good thing they could relate with the creations on the world.
And
Noah to realize that water had receded. It was in the ark.
He
could not make a phone call to anyone. All had died. What he did,
communication
was of the dove. You know, they moved many of the letters. These sparrows. The sparrow. Those ones.
It copies what you've spoken.
You know, foolish fallen angels. They went put them in that your phone.
There is
something which appears like that ape. When you speak, it captures and uses it as you've spoken it. Have you heard of it? It is in the smartphones. I will not tell you who is the smartphone.
Transporter moving to be able to turn communicate.
He works in the communications, transporting things of Satan. The one they call smartphone. You hold the phone, pray for it, use it. As you see, that is what I've been telling you. Our voice has praised Jesus. As you see the car they call Big Horn.
Big Horn is jembe riri nyini ya
Big Horn is the real serious Big Horn. On the four horns in Zachariah. There is the one who is the head over there.
Big Horn.
The real Big Horn.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are demons. Horns are demons.
But
they name those names on the world that we get used to them.
We
don't want to threaten you by those things that are on the world. Satan tries to confuse us
and
make us used to his things not clear. All I want to bring this,
we
shouldn't avoid communication. From ancient days, the communication was there. In the Genesis chapter 8, verse 8,
unto
12, speaks of communications which were here before. From Genesis 8:8.
Natume jiba okuva wali aliokala benga amazi gawebuse kunguru kunsi olunyolo mwenda na ejiba teriala babanga wakuumuza ekigere kyalyo neliko mawo jali mulyato kubanga amazi gali kunguru kunsi yonna nafulumya mukono gwe nalikwata naliingiza mwali mulyato olunyolo 10.
Why did he pass 7 days? We speak of fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God. You know, a dove from ancient days it represented seven spirits. Let's move on. Genesis 8, verse 10.
Nayo sawe naku musanvu nate. Nate natu mejibo kufamuli ato. Olinyole kumi neolumu. Ejiba neliko mao olwe gulumu ali. Laba, mukamwaka alio nemuba akalagala akabisi. Akomuze ituni. Nuu wanalioka amanyanti amaziga webu so kufamunsi.
Hii. Ani yamuwa communication.
Who gave him the communication?
Omani yamutu madamu kati omani.
No, he sent him. He told him what we have to do.
Omani yebiro baadhi bache yokezekanya nevi.
Those seasons they were still speaking with the creations, animals, and the rest.
Atibitoa bichi ankara nizadna.
Now we totally messed them up.
Yendo rabuwa mazigaji zizi.
Go see where the water is receded. You bring even a leaf that we prove it. What it did, it broke a leaf, and it proved it. In the eras of Nehemiah, they were writing letters to communicate. But in Daniel 12,
say,
in the latter days, knowledge will increase. It didn't increase only to us, as gives us light of knowledge, but even in the world.
He
began to speak of the wise men, those who gazed at the stars, those who believed God. The technology of communication began from the wise men of God. But the minister said, I wanted to get in, capture it. Opening of Facebook and the rest. You find immorality on it. Our phones. Though you've not requested immorality, they send it for you. They are so much on us.
Yet,
we want to use those their things.
TV to take
put televisions
to take away and put his ganyazo not to send it
and media
Amazima
send truth everywhere.
So don't you have your police again?
Now don't be moved by communication.
In
another time we shall come back, explain
them
well. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.